when she fell, well, it was clear Liv wasn't going to be able to stay around here. I'm Sandra, by the way. I'll be working with you. She said all this very fast, and at the end, she held out a hand to shake Diana's. Diana took it reluctantly. Nice to meet you, Diana answered. Is Ms. Hawkins here, or should I...
Oh, she's in her office, Sandra answered. Or should I say, Mr. Yazzie's office. They're doing their morning debriefing. Well, that's what she calls it. I'll tell her you're here.
Sandra picked up the receiver on the phone and pressed a button.
Amanda, she said.
What is it, Sandra? You know I'm in a meeting, a woman's voice answered. It was much deeper than Sandra's and had a certain coldness to it.
I'm sorry, ma'am,
Sandra said quickly. Her smile had faded, and the brightness in her voice now had a trace of fear in it.
It's just, I wanted to let you know that Diana Grant is here, the new receptionist.
The woman on the other end of the line heaved an audible sigh.
I told her not to be early, she muttered so that Diana could clearly hear her.
There was silence for a moment before the woman on the receiver said, Sandra, have her wait in the lobby. I'll be out in 5 minutes.
Okay,
Sandra said, and hung up the phone as fast as she could, as though it was a poisonous snake ready to jump up and bite her at any moment. She stared at it with trepidation for a moment before turning back to Diana and giving her the bright, bubbly smile once again.
You can have a seat in the lobby,
Sandra said, gesturing to the bright couch just in front of the receptionist's desk.
She'll be with you in about 5 minutes.
Thanks, Diana answered before moving to the bright red, blue, and yellow-colored couch. She sat down and looked at the magazines that were laid haphazardly on the table. That was when she saw it again. She nearly gasped as Kathasa Yazzie's picture stared up at her from the front of an old Forbes magazine. She picked it up and flipped to the article on him, even though she had the magazine at home and had read it several times over. Diana was not the sort of girl to fawn over celebrities. She'd never so much as bought a People magazine in her life. She simply wasn't interested in the beautiful, wealthy men that other women seemed to fall all over themselves to read about. That is, until she saw Kathasa Yazzie. It was 2 months prior to her assignment at Yazzie Properties. She stood in line at the grocery store when his face caught her eye. He was not on the cover of People, he was on the cover of Forbes Business Magazine. He was the number one profile on billionaires under 40. She remembered glancing absently at the cover before his glistening dark eyes seemed to capture her gaze from the page. She drew her attention fully there and was immediately captivated by his olive-toned skin and dark, thick hair which hung loosely around his shoulders and contrasted with the crisp gray suit he wore. That was the first and only Forbes magazine she'd ever bought. She still didn't know why. Something in Kathasa Yazzie's gaze called out to her. There was something in his fierce, mysterious expression that beckoned to her, even now as she sat there in the lobby of his office, staring at the image that was so familiar. She read the words on the page once more, though she could nearly quote them from memory. Kathasa Yazzie, Cat to the very few friends he had, Mr. Yazzie to everyone else, was a member of the Zuni tribe in New Mexico. He grew up on a reservation not far from Albuquerque and left to go to college at the age of 18. He received an MBA in business and started his property company when he was only 25. These were the facts, and they were virtually all that was known about the reclusive billionaire. Diana couldn't help but smile as she read the short interview with him. Though she'd never heard him speak, she could almost hear his short, terse replies as the journalist desperately pried for any snippet of information about his personal life. She was smiling lightly at the article as she heard the click of heels walk towards her up the tiled hallway and stop directly behind the sofa where she was sitting.
You must be the new temp, the cold voice from the receiver on the front desk said to her.
Diana turned around to find a woman a good deal older than her, possibly in her late 30s or early 40s, with slick black hair pulled back into a tight bun, dark hazel eyes, ruby lips, high cheekbones, and olive skin, roughly the same color as Kathasa Yazzie's was. She would have been very attractive, were it not for the sour expression on her face when she saw Diana.
I'm Diana Grant, Diana said, holding out her hand to the woman.
The woman looked down at it as though it were something entirely unpleasant, like a slug or a cockroach. She lifted her gaze back to Diana's face, and the sourness in her